WAFQ. K8RUH. Good morning, Anthony. Did I catch you actually on OAN?
You did. I'm about to pump gas. Give me 2 minutes. I'll be right back.
Roger. W8FQ.
And I'm back, sir. How are you doing this morning?
Oh, not too bad. Just heading in. I've got a vehicle I don't normally drive, so all I got is my HT. So I'm HT Mobile. Let's see how that works. But other than that, we got some work done yesterday on the P25 machine. We got a receiver in Mount Clemens. And TJ got the Detroit 175 online on the network. You ought to try that one from your place. I'll bet. Well, I don't know for sure, but that one might just give you the coverage you need for the network.
Is that on the FBI, or where is that at? The P25 network?
Negative, it's analog, 442-175, it's downtown, very high up, and has great coverage, probably folks in your neighborhood pretty good, and it's on the Central Michigan MI-1 network, so it is connected to the UMP and Mount Clemens and a few other, more than a few, all of them, when you go to the page, all of them are at the bottom, it's one of those.
Right,
oh,
cool.
A couple
and
early
birds. The information's on the Central Michigan page. I'll have to check it out and get it programmed in and try it tonight.
That's right. The early bird gets the worm. Just go to k8fbi.org, and you'll see all of our stuff in the top couple of windows. But at the bottom, you'll see all the Central Michigan stuff. It's one-stop shopping for the whole network. K8FBI.org. Go ahead, Dakota.
Morning, guys. Anthony, I think this is your regular commute. Sean, you're a little bit early, yeah?
Yeah, I got up 5-something, 5:30, 5:45, and alarm goes off at 6 normally, but I just said the hell with it. Out of the shower by a little after 6, so here I is.
So, Sean, what's happening with the P25? Is it getting close to time that we got to start looking for some P25 radios?
I'm never going to recommend that. It's kind of one of those things where... the cost to buy in is not, cheap. It ain't Bofang cheap. You got to spend a few bucks. And, you got to know what are your expectations, right? Having said that, I'm excited about it, but I've got radios already. So, I'm just reluctant to have somebody go out and spend $300+ on a radio for, listening to the same, five or six guys that you listen to in any number of other places, right? If it sounds great, it works great, and all that stuff, I'm just reluctant to recommend it because it's a little bit of an outlay for minimal return.
I think I would have rather bought a P25 radio than a CB radio, so there's that.
When
I paid more for my XDRs than I'm going
to
pay for one XDR.
There's a low probability of me having, of it reaching down to me, is that correct? Or even reaching up to Dakota?
Morning, Donald. Heard you in there. It's probably, I don't know, it works pretty darn good. It might work your area pretty good. And I don't want to say there's plans for anything more, necessarily, but it's kind of our pet project. You know, all the commercial guys, all the guys working in the business, it's our pet project. So you never know how silly we can get with this thing. I'm just reluctant to, you know, to recommend it. You go out, you buy a radio for $300+, you know, and then you hear, you know, the same four or five guys that you always hear, me, Wally, you know, Dave's been on there, most of the Central Michigan guys have it, Greg got one, Dave's going to get one, KVZ Dave, KFAS Dave's already got one, John OD's got one, Larry, NYT's got one. You know, they've got them from the first when the 2.6 used to be mixed mode. So they've got some of those radios. So, I mean, there is a crowd on there, but, you know, the activity on it's kind of, you know, I don't know, it's just hard for me to say, oh, you got to go get it, you know.
So it sounds like what you're saying is people are using it, get one if you want, higher threshold of entry, but if I find some surplus, it might be worthwhile having one.
Look, and if you find surplus, I want to say is, you know, you got to get one. You know, you got to be there or be square. That's what I want to say. But it's not fair for me to say that because it is a pet project amongst a core group of guys, you know, and so we tend to view it a little bit more excitingly than the average person would. So I just gotta be realistic, but me, it's like absolutely, you know, get one. If you find any kind of deal on them in the right range, in the right band, then yes, absolutely.
All right, I'm getting out to get into the building here, but I'll have one final thing. They are UHF P25 radios, correct?
Yep, Kenwood, Motorola mostly. Kenwood makes some. There's some Midlands that are floating about. Icom made some. So there's these companies that have. Johnson made one, a 5100. Those usually are found pretty cheap. The key is UHF. There ain't a lot of people that did UHF P25. Some government stuff, so you know, if you're doing government purchases, and NASA in particular, that's where you might find one. NASA did a lot of UHF P25. All right. I didn't mean to hog it up.
RUH, and I'm going to hop over to the phone. I'll catch up with you guys later. Have a good day, everyone.
All right. Go ahead, Donald, and pass it to Dakota.
Good morning, guys. I just turned the radio on and I heard what you guys were talking about, so I'm not privy to the whole conversation, but I catch the gist of it. You're talking about expenses. I've got a fleet of XPRs, and I pay, you know, well over what I'm looking at for an XTS right now, so it's going to get an XTS. It's going to be cheaper than one of these XPRs that I have right now, but I'm still doing research. It's not the money issue, it's just the research and the need and the expandability of how far this is going to go before I take the plunge. But if I take the plunge, you might as well take the plunge now, because the prices, even on the Motorola, I guess the word is out, something about P25, because there's a couple of them that I've been interested in, and I'm watching them on eBay, and one went up $25, and I asked him why, and he said, well, the cost of parts to recase them, because they're refurbished to new, is getting to be expensive, and that's why the prices are going up. I think it's because they're starting to disappear, especially the 380 to 470 megahertz range. The other ones that are higher band, you know, like around GMRS frequencies, those are still dirt cheap, as well as the 7, 8, 900 megahertz ones. You can buy those cheaper than you can buy ones for the range that we need. Dakota?
Yeah, I told Anthony if he finds a stash, keep me in mind. I'm not gonna be picky. Sean, you said something about the open spot. Is that functionality there? You said that's a pipe dream that might happen.
So they're never gonna let it be on something like Brandmeister. That's never gonna happen. I don't want it. The rest of the repeater owners don't want it. You know, nobody wants something like that. Now, having said that, would we set up our own server where if you were to put the proper credentials in your hotspot, you'd be able to, you know, given a set of conditions, you know, using OP25 radios, you know, with your, you know, that could happen. Something like that could happen. But it would be that. You'd have to go in and put a custom server in there and, you know, and it wouldn't be open to the greater public with their full fangs and whatever else.
W-A-D-D.
Well, for me, that's what I want to get away from is the bullfangers and those that are, you know, even those with those units are causing a few problems on just the regular ham bands now because they keep forgetting where they're at and they key up and, you know, but, yeah, I just say I have my Moto Turbo and nobody on this, the group of us is on it but me, but, you know, so I get Sean's point, you know. So I'd have probably to go if I need one, but, yeah. I don't know, like I said, it's still researching for me, but I'm watching the prices, because if the prices get too high, then I'm not going to invest in it, and I'm not going to want to do it, you know. So you, like, take a little bit of a plunge and get a really nice reconditioned, refurbished radio at the price you can get it at, but they're disappearing fast, and the prices are going up fast. So that's where I'm at. I think I'm just going to Dakota. Go ahead, Wally.
Yeah, I was going to just throw my little sense in here, too. You know, the other thing, too, Dakota, the learning curve on these things is steep. So it's their Astro software is like nothing you've ever seen before. So, you know, you can plan on spending, you know, a couple days figuring it out. So I just figured I'd let you know that, too. If you do want to get into it, there is it. This software, it makes DMR look easy, and there's a lot to it. So, you know, I mean, it can be had because it's old, it's retired, it's obsolete, and not supported anymore, and don't sell the radios and all that other fun stuff. But it's definitely, when you do that, it's definitely going to be a handy project. So, now, I just figured I'd let you know that, too, as far as that goes, because there's personalities and there's access controls and there's everything, you know, that goes on, and it's just like any other digital format. Is anything wrong, you know, you're done. I forget what it was. I think Phil, right? Nishan, wasn't it Phil or no Greg? K8S, whatever his call was. It took him like 3 days to figure his problem out. So, you know, it's prepare yourself for a project. Go ahead, Sean.
Like it. Go ahead, Sean. Give me this number. Jeffrey. But, you know, that's part of what we love about it, you know. It's, most everybody on 25 does their own, rolls their own. So, you know, that's almost a rule. I think you got Dakota interested now. He's going, oh, now I'm sounding like I'm interested. A puzzle. What's up, Jeff? And then pass it to Dakota.
Much, just going across 94 here from 23 heading for Romulus. So, yeah, no, you don't want to get into P25. You don't want to do it. I mean, we've only had VHF P25 stuff up all over the state for, I don't know, probably 10 years now. TJ's in Detroit works really well. The remote receiver at Novi, and that thing covers really well. When it works, it works. When it don't, it definitely don't. Go ahead, Dakota. Keep it up, sir.
NADBF. I live in a world of figuring out software and not having a whole lot of documentation to go by, so now you piqued my interest. I just don't know if I want to stomach the cost of a radio that I'm going to seldom use. It'll depend on what Anthony can uncover. So if I get the all one, I'll jump on it. Like I said, I've spent money on worse things. I think, I don't know if Sean or Donald has it next.
No, I'll take it. I was just going to say, I mean, I've said all that I want to say about it right now because I'm still researching and I'm still learning all the Astro stuff that Wally mentioned, and good morning to Wally. Sorry, I passed you over. But so, yeah, I'm still in a learning phase about it. I've heard of it in my time with Motorola in the past, and these radios, I think, came out around the XTSs. Came out around 2009, I think, so that's like 15 years ago or so. So it's a learning curve for me, and like I said, it's just a matter of if I was going to take the plunge, buy the radio now while the prices are still down, because they seem to be just flying off the shelves. W-A-R-C-Y. Sean, go ahead.
Well, I don't know about that. I've been watching them. I think they're down on the grander scheme of things. I think there's minor fluctuations, supply and demand kind of fluctuations. But what are you doing? Come on, idiot. God darn it. People drifting over into my lane. Anyhow, I think there's minor fluctuations. But on the grand scheme of things, I think they're pretty much holding their own. They are going to get to the point where there are less and less of them, but at that point, then the APXs will be out there in the wild. So, you know, it's, the problem is there's just not a lot of people using UHF commercially or public safety anymore. So, you know, the pool from which likely candidates will come is shrinking. That's the biggest problem. But like Jeff says, yeah, don't bother. It's a pain in the ass.
Anthony's back.
Hey, to what Sean was saying, that's totally true. The XTSs, UHF are few and far between. In the probably thousands of radios that I've seen that are mostly 800-900 band, and the few VHFs, I hardly ever see a UHF. And those are the ones that have value because there's so few of them. And the other ones are like giveaways. You can't give those suckers away because there's just, especially the 800-900s, there's not a lot you can do with them as a mere mortal. So, yeah, I'll keep an eye out for some UHF stuff and let everybody know if I find it. I'm not sure who was next.
Yeah, if only Sean would have not went to the dark side and reinvented the wheel and went on UHF. You know, if he was stuck with VHF where we're at, it would have been a lot easier for you guys. But you know, Sean is just off on his own project. Sean?
Yeah, says the guy that gets me a broken receiver. Oh, man, that was funny. But, the problem here, Jeff, is frequency pairs, you know. And TJ's machine does a good job with Detroit and Mel Clemens, you know. But, would I ever explore putting in a VHF machine? So I suppose I could do that. I don't see any reason why I couldn't. But you'd have to get a pair, and down here in the southeast, it's forget it. Let's see here. Who gets it next? Dakota?
About to go in the crater. That's another tough pill for me to swallow is the mono band. I find myself flipping back and forth between UHF and VHF quite a bit now. But again, I guess it's not replacing a mobile, so who cares?
You almost have to find a frequency that somebody has that's sitting on Sean. Broken receiver? No, that had an extra board in it. I could have charged you double for that had I known it had that board in it. Man, got a gold mine there and didn't even know it. Aye. I'll pass over to Dakota.
Wally's still in here? I haven't heard him in a minute.
Yes, sir, thank you. Yeah, hey, guys, in your shopping and the model number, if the fourth digit's U, it's useless. And I think it was Anthony that said that. Yeah, those are dirt cheap because those are all in the public safety sector, and we don't own any real estate there as hams. We have no real estate there. So U means useless. You can't do anything with it. Sean's team tried years ago. I thought I had a hack. They put some pretty good band filters in there. They keep it going from to the 900. They've got a real strong 900 megahertz presence, also connected all together to all of this stuff. And those are crazy money because not very many people use the 900 radio either. So, yeah, what he was saying, Anthony was saying, is, yeah, you're pretty much stuck to buying that radio and that band in order to make it work. And it is what it is. And like I said, it's definitely a do-it-yourselfer. You know, you got to have the fortitude to go ahead and figure this out because there is so much to it. And one little thing, and if you want to do some sort of modification, one thing messes up another thing. So it's definitely like programming software. Go ahead, Sean. WAP.
All right, I got my coffee. Man, I'm so far ahead of schedule. I'm working overtime from yesterday. Oh, man. Taking the final approach here. But, yeah, the UHS used to be, there used to be, 800 is king, as far as in commercial. In DMR, UHF is still kind of king. So, you know, there'll be a lot of UHF, and the radios are dual, you know, they work for us, the radios that are used. So as those get surplus out, they become available. So the XPR radios are pretty available and at a pretty reasonable price. And that's mainly because DMR Moto Turbo is mainly done in the UHF band. D25, on the other hand, is almost exclusively 800 anymore. You got to find, you know, specific places that are running it on UHF or VHF, and they are getting, I think, fewer and farther between. So, you know, so there's only so much of a pool you can, you know, get radios getting surplused out. You know, there will be, as XDSs and XDLs are the current darling, because they're the ones that are end of life. You know, they were end of life a few years ago, and so those are all hitting the market as places have money to buy all new APXs. But APXs are coming up on end of life, you know, 2030. So people are starting now to put on their radar refreshes. And, you know, you'll start to see as places, you know, buy new radios, you know. But, again, most of the people that are looking to refresh their APXs and go to whatever are probably on 800. So they're not going to surplus out to us. So it's just, it's not looking great. You know, and buying new, forget it. You know, Donald made a comment earlier about he paid more for his XPRs. Yeah, you're looking at two generations old, three generations old, you know, used Motorola stuff compared to current, you know, Motorola stuff in the other, you know. Look at a current equivalent XPR, you know, P25 radio that's equivalent to your XPRs, and your XPRs look like pocket change. So it's all relative, really. Donald?
Yeah, I agree. But, I mean, like I say, for me, it's, I mean, I'm loyal to Motorola because I've been using them for so many years, long before I met any of you guys who got a hammer and anything else. And I picked up the XPRs just because I needed a new radio for racing, and I think the, what was it, the R's were just starting to come out, and there was talk of the R's just coming out, the R series, and came across the XPRs on a fire sale, and I grabbed them when I could, but that's the only reason why, and I got lucky to get the price I got on them, and, yeah, this little thing here is, you know, very flexible for what I have in it, and Sean knows what's in it, so does Wally. But the fact is that too bad it doesn't do P25, or else I'd slap that in there right now. But, yeah, I'm just trying to get a good multi-use radio, and if I decide to invest in a P25, if Anthony, you're still out there before I forget, you also got to look at the range. If UHF radios, make sure you look at UHF band 1 or R1, they call it. That's the 380 to 470 band. And I guess Wally gets it next.
I was going to change the subject here real quick. Hey, Jeff, where are you going? You head towards the airport? We just picked up an account down there that I've been doing some work with, the FedEx building. Oh, my gosh. I never realized Federal Express built such a monster building down there. It is just a beautiful, beautiful place. So, I mean, not to talk about work much or anything else like that, but the place is, I mean, it's as big as New Baltimore. It is just amazing. I was curious if you were heading there. I have to go there tomorrow. Over to FWR.
Your audio is down compared to... Audio is down compared to other ones. Almost sound like you were talking in a hollow room. Maybe it's just me, but... Yeah, we have a... We have a warehouse or crossback just east of the airport here, so it's got off 94. Go down to the first traffic light and turn left, go down a mile and turn right in Harrison. Yep, I'm down here. Dakota?
Yeah, I got time for one or two more here. I'm going to get in the office and start looking at some of these radios. I was thinking about buying a Zygoo 6100, but this might be more of a pet project, like Sean said, something for me to mess around with. I don't know that I necessarily need a QRP rig at this moment, just how bad conditions have been and how little I actually play HF. Hey guys, let me check out. I just pulled into the shop. I got to get inside and start. W8FU.
Pulling in the yard here too, so I guess if you want dual band, just go out and get a APX 7500 or 8000 or something. And then you got both DHF and UHF. I'll be clear in a second. Give me this stuff here.
Good morning, fellas. Enjoy your work if you're still there.
Morning, Tom. WARCY. Yeah, I'm just listening and learning about all the stuff these guys were talking about. And that's about it here. I got stuff to do today, even though I don't do anything on Wednesdays. I am leaving tomorrow night. I've got a race to do in New York this weekend at Watkins Glen, so... Yeah, I got to start looking at stuffing up the backpack for 4 days. So, yeah, if you're on the road, as you usually are, have a great day, and we'll catch up with you or hear you during the hear you throughout the course of the day. I can't talk. W-A-R-C-Y.
Anthony,
it's
just Wally. Ferndale in Detroit, Highland Park area. Kind of a quiet day. Yesterday was Port Huron and Bad Axe, so Today's going to be nice. KCKGO.
Last transmission was a little staticky. Is somebody calling out for W8RCY, I'm guessing?
Yeah, W8RCY. You know a guy over there at Watson, mine by the name of Bob Shore?
No, I do not. Doesn't ring a bell. And I'm only part-time. And I'm at the end of my lifespan as an official, so I'm just doing the half a dozen or so endurance races for IMSA now, and this will most likely be my last year, but they're trying to entice me into one more year, because Road America next year is going to be an endurance race of 6 hours.
Okay, she does the fire rest over there at the guy. So, if you know or not, but I haven't looked at you guys, so. That's what I'm on, APX 3500 that we use. I catch the top as well, but I would see you guys. You guys have a good day. To be here. See you later.
Not a problem. Have a great day. Pleasure talking to you. W-A-R-C-Y.
W-H-F-U-K-E-H-Z-R-I.
Hey, CKGO, I'm the Detroit Tower.
I'm back in the saddle again.
Doing mine for another hour.
Say what?
I'm going to drive to Ferndale.
Well, good for you. It's fabulous. All right. I just wanted to get this thing connected up, get to work. Have fun. W8FU.
Great. Enjoy the day, Steve. Cool. KKKGO.
Discord for tomorrow morning?
haven't this morning. I look at last night. You're talking about breakfast?
Yeah, everybody was saying breakfast, question mark. So, you know, I'm thinking we get together like 8-ish, and then, you know, after that, get on the antenna project.
Yeah, that probably works. Something obviously near us, maybe that pops or something.
Well, jump on the Discord and look at what I think Murph or one of the guys suggested someplace that's right there. You know, so I think they're suggesting something right near the right near your place.
Oh, okay. All right, I'll look at it when I get to work. I'll look at it. I just had to get out. I had a rush to get out of the house this morning, so I didn't even look at my phone or email or anything. So I will do that. Over to you, Tom.
Tony's Deli or something?
If they're open for breakfast, I'm not sure they are.
You're a killjoy. All right, W8FU. Tony's opens at 8 tomorrow, FYI.
Oh, okay. Thanks for checking that. So that could work, yes.
I really don't care. It's just all you guys live up there. I don't. And one of the guys up there mentioned it. I just, hey, just let me know. I keep pretty close tabs on the conversation. All right, I got to get out of here and get to work. W8FU. Everybody be safe.
All righty. So, yeah, I don't know. I'm hoping the weather's cooperative tomorrow morning. So, just cross your fingers. So, anyways, where are you running to? You said Ferndale and where else?
I gotta go to this tire place for some cameras and then go to Highland Park for a juvenile detention center. And it's one place that you don't go by yourself, so there's two of us hitting up on that one.
Okay, I guess I don't know what your line of work is that you're dealing with that. Security stuff?
Security, cameras, access, fire, you know, well, security is intrusion, as we call it. So, yeah, I'm a service tech for one of the big alarm companies, or security integrators, as we're called now.
Okay, a nationwide one or a big local one?
Worldwide.
Oh, okay. So you have three letters?
Yes, but it doesn't start with A, it starts with J.
Oh, okay. Not who I thought it was, obviously. All right, well, I'm sure that keeps you hopping. Anyways, boy, traffic is heavy this morning. I don't like driving to work in rush hour.
Well, normally my service hours are 10 a.m. to 6:30 p.m., but since it's kind of quiet out there right now, I need to put the day tech. He starts at 8. We live like a mile from each other, and we work together. We've been working together for like 30 years, so we just tackle the jobs and go where they ask us to go. He and I are more or less the main troubleshooters for the office, if not for the state, because of our knowledge and what we do.
Yeah, that long there. I'm sure you're invaluable. All right, I'm going to concentrate on traffic here. I'm about to get on the expressway, and it looks like it could be a little challenging this morning. So, pay full attention. Catch you later. Be safe. AVAP here.
73, I'll be in and out all day as usual. JCKTO.
Is it raining by you by the chance? It's not raining here at all.
No, it's not raining here anymore. When I got up, it was wet, and it's just cloudy now. I think it's we're supposed to get some more, you know, a storm is blowing through later this afternoon, but it's dry now.
I see what you're saying. No, it didn't rain here at all. I don't know why, but it did not rain. Anyhow, let me talk to you a little bit later. I'm going to have some coffee. And we'll talk again anyhow. KF8DIC.
Okay, Jack, get you some Java there. I'm working on my second cup right now. All right, my friend, we'll talk to you later. WD8KLL clear.
I don't know, but remember those dream markets? They sell liquid peanut butter. It's so good. You put it with the, like the liquid dates. I don't know if you ever eat dates or not. And it's really delicious. You mix both together, and you get your bread, and dump all the bread and eat. That is delicious. All right, Greg. Talk later. KF8DIC.
Yeah, the only time I ate dates is when my mom gave them to me when I needed to have a loose stool. WD8KLL, I'll talk to you later.
I know what you're saying, but you eat one, two a day? That is excellent for the health. Anyhow, good time. Good talking to you. KMADSC.
W8FU.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Never heard of him.
According to the wiki, it says the man, the myth, the legend. And I can keep reading.
Oh, there's that. On my way to go learn about mice.
MySims? What in the heck are you doing that requires you learn MySims?
My EC said I should take it, so I'm taking it.
On a 8:48 on a Wednesday?
Yeah, it looks like all the classes were midweek, so I took half day and going to do some learning.
W8EAP.
W8EAP from W8FU. How you doing, Eric? How's that? Or the hit?
It's getting there slowly but surely. My biggest problem is sleeping. I just can't seem to get a good night's sleep, but my doctor's appointment's Friday. Maybe they can prescribe something. But other than that, it's coming along. The incision is healing. The swelling is down. The pain is down. It's just, I just need to get some sleep.
Go ahead, Lance.
I'm going to sign out. I'm getting parked here and everything. So, what are you doing?
All right. Have fun at my sim. It's a hoot. A hoot, Nanny. Anywho, nice to have my car back. I've got my radios. I wouldn't mind switching over to the Excursion or whatever, Escalade, whatever the hell that thing is I was just driving, that beast. But not until I get my radios moved over to it.
Yeah, I was just listening a couple minutes ago. This Jack's out there. I want to let him know there's nothing wrong with this radio. There's a problem with the East Coast reflector where I'm listening directly on the WWGM, and he was in there solid. And then the facilitator goes, you know, go ahead. And then right in the middle of Jack talking, he's like, well, I guess he took off. And it's like, so for whatever reason, they can't hear the GM repeater sometimes. I hear that quite a bit, though. People coming in on the GM repeater, and then they say, go ahead, and then they key up over them and say, oh, I guess they're gone. I guess they took off, not knowing that they were actually talking.
Can't Jack just dial in direct?
You know, skip the repeater. He's got a node.
Yeah, he's got a macro. He's got a macro, so all he has to do is star 55 or whatever it is. I don't know if that's it, but yeah, he's got a macro. He's got 0-4 macros, so yeah. You should try that next time, Jack. Get on your All-Star node and then type in that star whatever it is, those two numbers, and you're there. Don't have to worry about it.
Your ears burning there, Jack? We're just talking about you, trying to solve your East Coast reflector woes.
I don't know what it is, Sean. Good morning, everyone there. I don't know what it is, and I think somebody just threw a carrier. I think so.
I don't think so,
well,
Jack.
Well. All right, who's got it? Here, Eric. Eric, go.
No, Jack, I was listening. I was listening on the GM repeater, and you were solid. You were solid in there, and then the guy just started talking over you. Oh, I guess he's not out there. But that happens quite a bit, though. Jack, it's not you or your radio. It's some link between the GM repeater and the East Coast reflector, because there's like two or three guys at least that come in through that repeater, and I've heard the facilitator just key up right over them and say, oh, I guess they left right while the guy was talking. So it's not the GM repeater or your radio. It's a connection issue somewhere. So like Sean said, you could just use your All-Star node and go direct to the point there. Just use your All-Star node. Don't worry. Don't try to use your radio. Use your All-Star node.
Well, he'll still use his radio. He'll just do it, his radio to his node, hook his node up direct. Yeah, I don't think they're implementing All-Star correctly on that repeater. We tried to work with them a few years ago, and when we Mark tried to get them hooked up, and for some reason, you know, they were babbling something about security and all this other stuff. They wouldn't hook it up directly. They wanted it off-site, and that is just the wrong way to do it. You know, these IT guys get in the radio and they bring all this security and all this stuff, missing the point that it doesn't apply here, and then they want it off-site where they can control it. It's just ridiculous. The All-Star node has to be on the repeater. I don't know if they did that or not, but I'll bet you if that's the case, that's what's going on. They just haven't implemented it right. So you know how you solve it? Run your own All-Star node, connect up to the East Coast Reflector, just talk to your All-Star node, you'll be golden, and you'll have no problems. And I think you can do that, Jack, just by, I don't know where East Coast is stored in your node, but it's probably, you know, star 50-something. And then, boom, you'll be connected right up, and you'll never have a problem.
Hi, Sean. Thank you anyhow. No problem. But every day I use my 9600, which is even Eric said, I heard you complete what you said and everything. But it's okay. No problem. Thank you, guys, again.
KFADRC. I'll give you a call later, Jack. I'll give you a call and explain it to you a little bit easier. But, yeah, you will be using your walkie-talkie and your All-Star. You know, your All-Star node radio and the All-Star node, not the 9600 Because like Sean said, they have some connection issues, so just connect directly with your All-Star. All right, I'm going to go back to sleep, catch a few more Z's. You guys have a good one. W-A-E-A-P.
All right, Eric. Catch you later. Hope you feel better. I'm almost to my next stop here. And, Jack, no, we agree. You're not doing anything wrong. You're doing it right. The wrong part is, you know, is where you're talking. They've got something monkeyed up on their end. And you can fix that yourself. You can just go a different route. So nothing about what you did is a problem. So, all right, I'm at my next stop here. I got to jump out. Be back in a little while. Starting to rain here in Clinton Township. So bring it on. W8FU.
Hey, Greg, did I understand correctly you figured out most of the software?
Well, I got it running, which means to say when you launch the software, it immediately wants to open a database in SQL, and there was, of course, I had to install SQL. That still didn't work right, and there was a whole bunch of tweaks and tunes and stuff I had to do to SQL to get it to work, and then telling the software where to point to was not the normal standard. So, but in the end, yes, it opens up. It gives me the grid for the channels and zones and all that kind of stuff. so, yeah, as far as I can tell, it's 100%. But I'm waiting on the cable to see if it'll actually communicate with the radio. I don't see why it wouldn't. So I'm going to say 90% chance that it's good.
Wow. What gymnastics for that to work. Okay, well, I'm curious. You know, it's the cutest little thing I've ever seen. And, you know, getting the software worked out is paramount. Cables on the way, that's cool. Did you see anywhere in the software where you could make adjustments to, like, frequency error and mic in particular? The that's the only criticism I have so far of that little guy is the audio's light. And I was just wondering if you saw anywhere in the software to adjust that.
In the actual CPS portion of it, and I know exactly what you're talking about, because I did look extensively, I did not find anything for mic gain or anything of the sort. There is like a little side program for adjustments, and I'm not exactly sure what it does. I'm pretty sure it does frequency, but I don't think I'll know to the extent of it until I hook it up and do a read radio on it. And then a test radio kind of thing. There's a couple steps there, but I don't know. That's what I'm really hoping for. He's also sending me a second radio because I did mention the off-frequency and the mic gain being really low, so I'll have two to play with and to see whether I can make it a viable thing or not.
All right, very good. Blazing a new trail. Well, good for you. Okay, I got to get back to work. I just hadn't heard since the last time we were playing and was curious. That's cool. All right, after yours, W8FU.
All right, Roger Dodger. I'm on my way to a doctor appointment at on Hall Road, so I'll be there till about 11. Maybe 11:15, 11:30. I'll shout out if anybody's available for lunch. KE8VSI.
Sounds like a wiener. WFP.
NADDF.
Yo, yo, Dakota B.
Are you out and about?
Yeah, just running down to my dispatch center to check something out. And probably find some lunch.
I was thinking the same thing. I got to go pick up my suit, but it's getting about that time.
Well, Greg was in the area, said he would be out and looking for Chalfutsky about 11:15, I think he said. So that's about the time I'll probably be done where I'm going. So could be serendipitous.
We do need a plan of lunch again. It's been a long time. I think there was snow flying the last time we had lunch, actually. I gotta take this, NADDF.
The story of our lives. WNFU.
Speaking of Greg.
You're out early.
Yep, everything went smooth. All I heard was that last couple. Didn't know if you guys were conjuring a plan or no plan, or what's the latest?
Well, Dakota, sounds like he just hopped in the car, but he got pulled off to a phone call. Sounds like he's got to go pick up his suit and or pick up lunch. So I don't know if he's coordinated. I've got about half mile to go here. I got to run into my dispatch center and check something out. I don't know how long I'll be, but I might be in and out 15 minutes, so I will try to keep a radio on and with me.
All right, well, I'm at Hall Road and Romeo Plank, and I'll just hang out here, wait for Dakota to come back, and we'll decide from there, I guess. I do got some other buddies going to 23 and Chandler for lunch at 11:30, so if it doesn't work out, that's fine, too. But I'll hang here for a little bit. KE8BSI.
Yeah, it is a little on the early side for me. I'm more 11:30, 12 luncher, and I've got some stuff to do that could tie me up for the next 15. So I don't know if he's got to go run and grab a suit first, and maybe that all works out. Well, we'll see. I'll play it by ear. I'll have my radio with me. W8FU.
Sounds good.
What's going on, Greg?
Not a lot. Don't know how much you heard. I'm at Hall and Romeo Plank. Available for lunch. Sean's going to be at least 15, 20 minutes. I heard you're out and about, and just kind of wait to see if a plan's going to come together or not. I'm good either way.
Are you eastbound or westbound? I'm at Hall and Garfield, and I just had a phone call, so I have to go grab my suit. I don't know how long this is going to take, and then I need to run back to the office. So I am, unfortunately, out of pocket for lunch today.
Ah, okay. I'm not actually on Hall Road. I'm in the parking lot behind the doctor's office that I just had to do.
Is Sean still out here, or did he have to run in?
Yep, sorry about that. Yeah, I'm just pulling into my stop. I got a little bit of work here, so it would be a while. What's the thoughts? When's your window?
I'm cooked for lunch, but don't let me stop you two.
Okay, what's Greg? What's this 23-mile thing you were talking about at 11:30?
Oh, just a group of four, me and three other buddies. We usually go on Wednesdays to Mavericks on 23 Mile Road at Shaner. They get a couple beers, I just get water, and we eat lunch. That's about it.
Well, I'd say plan for that, because I'm going in here now, and, you know, there's a pretty good chance that I couldn't get out of here and get up there in time. But we'll see. But, yeah, just go for that, because then I won't have to rush in here. I'll just go in and take my time. So, oh, well, it was worth a shot.
Oh, yeah, always got to throw it out there. You never know when it's going to come together. Okay, I'll head that way and make that lunch, and then maybe see, maybe not. Dakota, what do you got to get a suit for?
All right, W8FE.
I'll talk to you later, Sean. Greg, my wife and I are flying out Friday morning. We're going to Vegas for the weekend, and we've got some things we have to do while we're there that are requiring, unfortunately, formal attire, so I needed to refresh my nice clothes, so I use this as an excuse.
All right. Yeah, I had to refresh mine a little while back. It was like, holy crap, stuff's expensive these days. I do not have a wide support assortment of nice clothes. I'm a very casual dresser. So, but trip to Vegas for the weekend with the wife, excellent. That sounds very good.
You and me both, Greg. I do not like nice clothes. I don't like collars. I barely even like pants. Unless it's cold out, then I wear jeans. I buy the cheapest clothes I can because I always ruin them. I mean, then that's kind of why my suits and my sport coats look the way they do, because I wear them for meetings and events and things, and then given what I have to do for work, I'm under a desk in a jacket, so they never hold up very well.
Oh, yeah, I've spent many a time under desks and wearing clothes that I shouldn't be under desks in. Kind of was silly. The dress code required and then the work required didn't make a lot of sense. So I made changes to that as best I could. So we're kind of in the same boat there.
Yep, that's really what ruined it for me. I used to really enjoy dressing nice. I'd always get new shirts and pants and, you know, accessorize it, and because of the dress code I had, and then it's like, well, wait a minute, I'm in a ceiling fixing an access point, and I'm wearing a tie, this is stupid. So that's when I was like, I'm done spending money on clothes, they just get ruined anyway. But I am here, I'll be back here in a bit. If I don't catch you, enjoy your lunch, and I'll talk to you later at ADDF.
All right, very good. Good chatting with you, and heck, you never know. I may not chat with you, so if I don't, enjoy Vegas. KDA-DSI.
I trust my tailor enough to not try it on. NADDF. WDAKLL
Mobile. Hey, good morning. Eddie, take care of the game.
Sorry, I didn't catch that. WDAKLL here, Greg.
All right, real fine, Greg. I think it's Greg. Hopefully I got that right. Name's Dave. Sitting here, driving 696 west, I wouldn't be doing it. Looking at all the work on the other side, and I'll be looking at my windshield for a little while. I'm going to head up to Lansing. So hopefully won't catch too many of these storms today, and that's about all I know.
Yeah, very good, Dave. Yeah, it's Grand Blanc area. Just out running some roads here. Somebody off the Flint repeater, the Holly repeater, I guess it is. So, yeah, appreciate you reaching out there. We're just motoring around here in the old vehicle, doing some errands today.
Yeah, real fine. So, yeah, tell me again where I got distracted there for a second. I might have to jump out real quick for a quick phone call, but
You said you're in the Grand Blanc area and coming through a repeater there?
Roger that. Yeah, we got two repeaters up here. We got one in Holly and one by in Flint that are linked to the FBI network, and it's right there.
Yeah, real fine. Yeah, I'm on the repeater in West Bloomfield right now. And I guess I could be on that one or Warren down here either way. And, yeah, I should know more about the system, but, yeah, I knew there were some repeaters up north and heard guys on here, so. Good. Real fine. Well, good. Well, just some errands, not too bad. I'm a weather junkie. I haven't really been paying attention because I've been buried at work the last couple of days, but I thought I kind of saw that, we were going to get maybe some pretty hard weather today.
Yeah, Roger that. I saw something coming across there around 2 o'clock or 1 o'clock here in the Grand Blanc area. So, yeah, there's some strong cells coming across. So keep your eye on the sky for sure.
All right, real fine. I'm going to get used to this repeater. I'm not used to being on a link system like this, and I got to give it time. Got to jump in right after the courtesy tone, but I know it's, with all the links, it's probably better to give it a little more time. Got to get used to that. Real fine. What are you up in Grand Blanc?
I'm retired. Used to sell industrial automation equipment, hydraulics, pneumatics, and stuff like that. Over 40 years. Just retired last year.
Real fine. Well, good deal for you. Congratulations. Maybe I'll be able to pull that off in a couple of years. I'm at that age, but I need a few more years of work. Just get a couple things accomplished I want to try to get done before I'm all done. So, yeah, real fine. I'm going to jump out for just a minute. I'll give you a holler when I get back in. My phone rang, and I think I know what it is. I think I'm supposed to be somewhere. It's going to happen sometimes. So, Greg, I'll be back in a minute. Anything else?
Okay, Dave, good talking with you. I'm stepping out myself here. WDAKLL, I'm clear.
WABD Mobile.
My sense training.
Yeah, I heard something about that. I'm going to lunch.
Yeah, I'm headed home and gonna get back to work.
Well, the sales manager is taking me, my coworker, and sales rep and the estimator all to lunch.
There you go. Getting a free lunch.
There's no such thing.
Uh-oh.
My salesman stink, is that what you said, Wally? We have pretty decent salespeople.
At least they get,
lunches with salespeople all the time. But, not really anymore.
Well, I'm like, hey, why don't we all go to lunch? The manager can buy. And he's like, okay. So, there's 2, 3, 4, 5 of us, so we're all going to lunch.
Yeah, sounds like a plan.
I am not one to turn down a free meal.
Yeah, those are usually the best kind of meals.
So what was this wonderful training that you were doing? KKKO for IT. I haven't said it yet.
Yeah, with Mike for Oxcom stuff. Be able to do the entries into the USC and stuff.
Oh, okay. That sounds cool.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad. Get logged in there, kind of poke around and show you what's there, and then have at it.
Yeah, I got to get my FEMA stuff done, too.
Yeah, I've got the FEMA, what is it, 100, 200, 700, 800, but, off C class, but I signed up for the one last year and it got canceled, and there was one a couple weeks ago, but wasn't able to make that one. And I'm gonna wait for the schedule another one to figure out if they can take that.
It sounds so pretty.
KE8NYU, WAVD.
This is KE8YNU, go ahead, sir, Wally.
Yeah, it's my understanding, listening to Sean, that the building is without power, and the connectivity on this one is, I believe, on a battery, so we might lose this eventually. So if that's the case, 2.6 is going to be the frequency that we're going to be using, if that's okay with you.
Yep, that's fine. I'll switch over to 2.6.
WAPD on 2.6 FBI. Hey, Dave, did you say you were going there now to verify?
Yeah, that's a firm. I'm going to try to get things together here and heading out the door here shortly.
All right, very good. WAPD standing by.
Hubble VWA 4 MLD and Warren testing at clear.
This is 4 MLD, got your lungs clear.
Yeah, 7200 is down, I guess. So we'll be monitoring here, WA 4 MLD. Okay, 147.2 is back up, WA 4 MLD.
KE8YNU from W8FU.
This is KE8YNU. Go ahead, Sean.
Dave, it looks like we've restored things downtown, so you can go back to Plan A. Thank you. W8FU.
Sounds good, Sean. I appreciate that. Thanks. Hopefully nothing further happens today, so have a good one.
That tried to go through it, stalled out. So
So I finally made my way out to Grossbeck, southbound. So now I heard there might have been a they suspect there was a touchdown. I just can't get a straight answer whether it was 13 in Gratiot or 15 in Garfield.
Good question.
I heard 15 in Garfield and 23 in North, some guys coming into the plant as I was leaving. KF8, CWF. All right, well, I heard 15 in Garfield, but that's been scoped out. It ain't that, so now I'm hearing 13 in Gratiot. I don't know about the 23 in North. I'm, like, right in the middle of all of those. Crazy.
It's not 30 in Vandyke, because that's raw, man. It looks dry.
And there's like mini lakes and parking lots. There's a parking lot here where there used to be a Burger King, and they're building a car wash, and it looks like well over a foot of standing water. Crazy, crazy, crazy. Don, did you get my text?
I see it now. I have my phone on the charger in the event that we lose power, but I'll look into it.
Nothing rings a bell, though. I mean, nothing, whatever. It's not important. Anyhow, so on my way home, part of me wants to take Clinton River, but I just know that there's probably going to be water over the road. Clinton River, so not going to do that. Yeah, look at that. Another lake in a parking lot. Good grief. We got a lot of floods all over the place. Little mini floods.
If we have that there, Clinton River may be not your best route.
Yeah, you ever been by that park where Clinton River and was it Romeo Plank? I don't know, whatever. There's that, let's see. Okay, what's it look like where the old golf course was? Well, that don't look too bad. That's so weird. Okay, so here's the golf course that normally floods completely. You know, and it's got a lot of standing water, but I really expected this one to be up there. Maybe it's going to crest as the water runs off. Who knows?
Well, you're talking about over there by the library off of Romeo Plank and Clinton and Canal and stuff. Yeah, that floods pretty quickly. That's going to be a crappy way to go.
Yeah, I definitely ain't going that route. I'm going to probably run 16 across. So I will see Freedom Hill, see how the river is there, but should be fairly decent. I did have one closed road, though.
You might be able to buzz up Moravian if you're going up Metro Parkway, take Moravian all the way up to 14. That'll bypass all that. I've driven that before. It's not too bad. The runoff ditch right there by 15 and Shaner usually doesn't get that thick. So maybe Moravia might be your best bet. KGO.
Well, is this it? Or we got more coming through?
Dave's on standby. I think there's more coming through. Very best phone call. KGO. Okay, I'm back. I called Dave earlier on MAC, and he's in standby mode and still says there's a potential, but don't know the whole grasp of the situation just yet. They're still looking at the models, I guess.
Well, we had plans tomorrow morning for doing some antenna work. We had a crew all lined up, the whole nine yards, and got called off because of potential weather. So now my Thursday is open. Probably gonna go to Mia's Cafe and get some avocado toast and a cappuccino and live like the other half.
Sounds like a fun-filled day. Well, I am at my destination, so I gotta get in there, but you know me, I'll be out later. 73 for now, talk to you on the flip. KACKGO.
Alrighty. It's probably already gone. Drive safe, stay dry, etc. Ipso facto. WAFGO.
W8FU from W8RCY.
Yeah.
I responded to your text. It'll be there when you get a chance to look at it.
Groovy.
Hey, Miller.
KAKGO on the road again. Are you now?
Yeah, a little late today. I was on the phone with a vendor.
How did that one place work out? I think you were, I don't know if it was Ann Arbor or over by the airport or something like that. You need to go investigate.
No, I'm downtown, 64, across from the community college. That's where I'm at. Not in any one of those areas.
Oh, it's not only lonely for a second. Is it a date?
No, Nick, Whiskey, November, Steer, Charlie.
Gotcha. Yeah, that's Tango Oscar Mike.
No, it's just fighting traffic here. I don't like getting out this late and then I keep fighting this crap.
Yeah, where are you at downtown?
I'm at 6th and 4th, right across from Community College.
Yeah, that's no fun down there. I got a lot of accounts down there.
Yeah, right now, I'm found this trash, it all rolls on the wall people. I don't know, that's why I don't like it this late. I like to get out by 3.
Where do you live at?
Well, I'm on St. Clair.
There with Wally, me, Captain Don.
Yeah, I didn't know they were out my way either. Yeah, 94 to Fredmore on into town.
Yeah, that'll work. I'm going up crashing myself. I'm getting into downtown Mount Clemens, but I live up in Memphis.
I would crash it. Was it moving? I may jump off here. There's a couple accidents on 94.
Rollsville, Gratiot, between 13 and Quinn. It's a slow move. Because they got one lane shut down on the right-hand side because they're digging holes. westbound.
Yeah, well, it just opened up on the freeway, so I mean, I'll just stay right here, I guess.
And it bogs down around 12 miles there on 94 up to around 16, you know, because you got 696 coming in on it. And then it slows down around North River Road, usually. You know how that goes.
Oh, yeah. Yep. I would have been out at 3, but the vendor I'm dealing with is in Idaho, so, of course, you know, my quitting time doesn't equal their quitting time, you know. So I had the resource on the line. I had to keep them and finish what I was doing. And we ended up getting to a point where we couldn't do any more today because we needed more data. And so I'd come back at it Friday and finish.
I wanted to send you some potatoes.
Yeah, it's one of these where you get this company and you actually get somebody that actually knows something, and you hold on to them tight, you don't let them go, and if they ask you to get on a call, you bend over backwards to do it.
Oh, yeah. It's rare that I get somebody on this side of the pond in tech support or whatever support I call in. Sometimes it's my own call center's on the other side of the world.
Yeah, I understand that, yeah. Luckily, most of ours are here, but there's a couple of them that aren't here. Those are the ones I hate to call.
Yeah, they're like, push the button. I'm like, I pushed the button, come on. I'm not that much of a moron.
Yeah, I get that. Hey, your buddy Dave Brown was up my neighborhood this week working at DCE. Sent me a message.
What's his ugly mug doing?
I don't know who he's working for now, but he was doing some work up at one of the DCE plants down the street from the house. Commented. He posted he was there. I said, what are you doing in my hood? And he said, working. Oh, okay, that makes sense.
I knew Dave when he started at ADT, and I knew his uncle.
Yeah, I've known Dave since high school. We went to high school together. Lived on opposite ends of town in elementary and middle school, but high school we hooked up there. Yeah, a lot of same classes. We in the trades together, and we took trade stuff in school. And that.
I'm still working on systems that he installed years ago.
I don't even know who he's working for now. Not sure.
Since he works for 58. You know, they bounce him around. One minute he's at G4S, another minute he's at another at GSI, and then somewhere else. You know, they move him all over the place. Unless he's settled down to one spot now.
If he was out by my neighborhood, it was nowhere close to home, I can tell you that, because he still lives down there, so. I wouldn't like that bouncing all over the place.
Yeah, the last time I saw him is he and I did a conversion over there by your neck of the woods over in, I think that's Marysville, St. Clair, that TI Automotive Group. It was right there by the old coal plant.
Yeah, the old Marysville power plant, the one they tore down. Yep, TI Automotive right across the street from it. I know exactly what you're talking about.
He and I converted that system, built it from scratch, and I did all the programming and stuff, got all the communications going on it, and then they disappeared. You win some, you lose some.
Been on the roof of that building twice, two fires.
exactly what building it is.
I was just out that way yesterday. I was at that Lake Huron Medical Center doing a bunch of stuff in there. And then ended up going to Bad Axe to finish off the day.
Oh, you had to go to Nasty Hatches, huh? Yeah, that's a haul from where that is. There's no direct route to get there.
Well, we took the scenic route up M25 to 142 into M53 and Bad Axe. Spent a couple hours there, got the problem fixed, and then went home. 8 hours. Works for me.
Yeah, I stayed over today. I'm cutting out early on Friday because stupid state human resources and their infinite wisdom. Pay period doesn't end until Saturday, but we got to submit our time on Tuesday this week because of the holiday tomorrow. That's stupid.
It's not a holiday for us, but it is a holiday for banking and federal facilities, so it means less work tomorrow.
Yeah, I would have rather than make this holiday a floating holiday, or we could have taken it anywhere we wanted, because I would have taken it on Friday instead, or I would have taken it on Monday and the day I took off anyway. But our people that negotiated didn't negotiate very well.
Yeah, we don't get Christmas Eve off, and we thought we got the day after Thanksgiving back. And then we gave up one and got another. I think I got, what, 5 floating holidays and 5 paid sick days. So that's good. It gives me, on top of those 2 paid weeks, then I get another 5.
Yeah, I'm at about 7 weeks total per year, if I were not to take any of it, obviously. But I earn almost a day of pay period, so I'm doing pretty good on the vacation time. Sick time, I just get the 4 every 2 weeks, so, and that, I don't get paid out at the end, so it's like, I'm going to use a day here and there, mental health day.
I had those in the beginning of the month. I had two sick days. Wasn't planned.
Yeah, I try not to do them on my work home days either, because that's like a waste. But sometimes it's inevitable. I'm going to get out of here. I got a phone call coming in. WNSC.
KGL monitoring.
WCAD, one more check-in, WA4MLD.
WA4MLD, I have you on the 443-625, checking you in. Intersection, please.
I'm at 10 Mile and Mound Road. Aren't you? I thought I was on 7.2. Whoops.
Not a problem. Catch you there, WCAD.
Mark me down on
7.2.
MI-5 statewide 2, connected to UHF hub. MI-5 statewide 2, disconnected. MI-5 event 1, connected to UHF hub.
WS5X,
for Micron DTX. Survey thunderstorm watch 436 is in effect until 10 p.m. for the southern two-thirds of the county. It's basically draw a line north of Flint, everywhere south of that, and the CWA is under the watch at this time. It's KAPTX.
Mike Hahn from Macomb County.
There's Macomb.
Sir Whiskey Charlie 8 Echo, Macomb County is condition green at 1700 local.
Okay, copy condition green at 1700. Okay, DTX. This is KDTX with a special weather statement for Monroe County. Strong thunderstorm will impact central Monroe County through 6 p.m. At 4:59 p.m., Doppler radar is tracking a strong thunderstorm over Sylvania, moving over 8 miles west of Toledo, moving northeast at 35 miles per hour. KDTX. Severe thunderstorm watch continues until 10 p.m. And to you, Mr. Vaughn.
Just checking radios.
Okay. KTTX.
And you can officially put me down for the T station for Genesee if you want to. Any videos?
Okay, 1733. Do you have any other key stations that want to get in now before things get going? It's KDTX. Micron. KE8FCA, are you checking in as key for Wayne County? Okay, so you're my contact for Wayne County Skywarn, correct? Okay, 1734.
Hey, Randy, whoever you're talking to, they're not on event one.
They were on statewide one. They need to be on event one. I guess I got the wild card on or something.
Yeah, have them go to event one, please, thanks. W8-Seaman.
K-8-FCA, I'm now on event one. My apologies, I was on dual. Yep, we show you on event one now. Thank you. This is KDTX. Micon is activated for severe thunderstorm watch number 436. In effect, till 10 p.m. for the following counties in the CWA. Genesee, Livingston, Oakland, Washtenaw, Lapeer, Macomb, Shiawassee, Wayne, Lenawee, Monroe, and St. Clair. KDTX. Last station, we see you in the call log, but there was no audio.
Please, why in you, Macomb County?
Okay,
YNU,
Macomb, go ahead.
Kilo FOV, GAC November, Uniform, Macomb County. I'll be taking over as key contact station for Macomb County.
Okay, 1740. This is WF5X for KDTX, National Weather Detroit. Severe thunderstorm watch, in effect, until 10 p.m. for the southern two-thirds of the CWA. We have no active warnings at this time. Well, no active warnings that we cover them at. We have any key stations you wish to check in. Please call now. KDTX. This is KDTX. My continent is currently in condition green for severe thunderstorm watch number 436 until 10 p.m. for the following counties: Genesee, Livingston, Oakland, Washtenaw, Lapeer, Macomb, Shiawassee, Wayne, Lentway, Monroe, and St. Clair. KDTX National Weather Detroit. KDTX, my time is in condition green for severe thunderstorm watch 4326 until 10 p.m. KDTX, National Weather Detroit. KDTX for my kind currently is in condition green. The severe thunderstorm watch 436 until 10 p.m. for the following counties: Genesee, Livingston, Oakland, Washtenaw, Lapeer, Macomb, Shiawassee, Wayne, Lenawee, Monroe, and St. Clair. KDTX, National Weather, Detroit. KDTX, my kind continues in condition green for for severe thunderstorm watch 436. KDTX, National Weather, Detroit. My kind continues in condition green for severe thunderstorm watch 436 until 10 p.m. for the southern two-thirds of the CWA. KDTX, National Weather Detroit, 1810. KDTX, MyConnect continues in condition green for severe thunderstorm watch 436 until 10 p.m. For Genesee, Lapeer, Lenawee, Livingston, Macomb, Monroe, Oakland, Shiawassee, St. Clair, Washtenaw, and Wayne counties. KDTX, National Weather, Detroit. MyConnect continues in condition green until 10 p.m. for severe thunderstorm watch number 436 for the southern two-thirds of the CWA. KDTX, National Weather, Detroit. MyConnect continues in condition green for severe thunderstorm watch 436 until 10 p.m. KDTX, National Weather, Detroit. KDTX with the following statement for Lenawee County. Severe thunderstorm warning. National Weather Service in Detroit Pine Act has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Lenawee County until 7:45 p.m. At 6:24 p.m., severe thunderstorms were located along the line extending from near Pioneer to West Unity to 8 miles south of Bryan, moving northeast at 55 miles per hour. Severe thunderstorms will be near Morenci around 6:35, Hudson around 6:40, Clayton around 6:45, Adrian around 6:50, Tecumseh, Blissfield around 7, Clinton, Deerfield, and Britton around 7:05. Again, severe thunderstorm warning until 7:45 for Lenawee County. KDTX. KDTX, the National Weather Service, Detroit. MyConnect is in condition green for severe thunderstorm watch 436 until 10 p.m. for Genesee, Lapeer, Lenawee, Livingston, Macomb, Monroe, Oakland, Shiawassee, St. Clair, Washtenaw, and Wayne counties. Also, a severe thunderstorm warning for Lenawee County until 7:45 p.m. KDTX. KDTX, Eric Zeta. KDTX, Eric Zeta.
I'm hearing you, Ted Destino.
Yeah, Randy said he think he can see me in the log, but he didn't hear me, although I am on event one, so I don't know what his problem is. Hey, Fred.
Yeah, I heard you, Ted. Sorry, I was typing. So it is not coming out on Mount Clemens. Let me see.
Kick it over to the analog side and I figure out what's going on. So, thanks, Fred. Any better, sir?
Well, the only thing is your NEG 120, so maybe it's not the best signal, but I see Mount Clemens lighting up, so I'm not sure. WFS.
KDTX, I think that is it. Go ahead, Ken. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I hear you.
Well, I have to come in on the analog side, so somehow your radio's picky. All right, I've got it. I'll take it from now, for now.
Thank you.
WF Father. Rainy, are you hearing me on event one? Here this way from Fun.
No, I'm not hearing you on event one. I was changing from analog back to event one when you called.
I see it running. I see it running.
Now I hear you.
Well, nothing's changed. I just had a little bit stronger signal than Ted is all, but it shouldn't matter.
Okay, well, I hear you on event one now. I don't know why Ted's radio wasn't coming out on event one because he was on event one. Anyway, okay. WF5X clear.
This is KDTX. Severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 7:45 for Lenawee County, 6:37. Severe thunderstorms located along a line extending from 6 miles southwest of Hudson to Fayette. 6 miles south of Stryker, moving northeast at 55 miles per hour, 60 mile an hour wind gusts are your primary hazards. These severe storms will be near Hudson and Morenci around 6:40, Clayton around 6:45, Adrian and Onstead around 6:55, Blissfield around 7 o'clock, Tecumseh, Clinton, and Deerfield around 7:05, and Britton around 7:10. This is KDTX. Severe thunderstorm warning has been issued for Livingston County in southeastern Michigan and Washtenaw County in southeastern Michigan until 8 p.m. At 6:43 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, severe thunderstorms were located along a line extending from near Grand Ledge to near Leslie to near Grass Lake, moving northeast at 50 miles per hour. These storms will be near Fowlerville and Gregory around 7 p.m., Pickney around 7:05 p.m., Howell around 7:10 p.m., Cohocta and Oak Grove around 7:15. Brighton around 7:20. Heartland around 7:25 p.m. This is KDTX, National Weather Service, Troy Pontiac. All stations be advised, I am operating from home, and where I'm at, we tend to lose power quite often.
I do know I have Fred, WFSM, out there listening, and Randy, WF5X, listening. So if you gentlemen could be advised of that and be my backup, I appreciate that. As soon as KGTX. Once again, National Weather Service has issued severe thunderstorm watch number 436, which is in effect until 10 p.m. this evening, for 11 counties in our CWA. Genesee, Lapeer, Lenawee, Livingston, Macomb, Monroe, Oakland, Shiawassee, St. Clair, Washtenaw, and Wayne. So KGTX information out, 1847. We currently have three warnings out at this present time, where it is Lenawee, Livingston, and Washtenaw currently on the books. Lenawee is until 7:45, and Livingston and Washtenaw is good until 8 p.m. This is KGTX. Due to the multiple warnings, multiple counties that is under warnings at the present time, I'm going to put Mike on in condition yellow. So only if you have damage to report, and only if you have damage to report under criteria, please hold your traffic. Any ZSA, for station KGTX. There's somebody trying to check in. There was static, but no plain audio. It was unreadable. Nothing heard, KGTX. Severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 7:45. In Lenawee County at 6:49 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Severe thunderstorms are located along the line extending from Hudson to Morrissey to near Washington, moving northeast at 40 miles per hour. Hazards are 6 mile-an-hour wind gusts. These storms will be near Clayton around 6:55, Adrian and Onstead around 7 p.m., Tecumseh and Blissfield around 7:15, Clinton and Britton around 7:20, Deerfield around 7:25. KGTX. This is KGTX. Once again, we currently have warnings out for severe thunderstorms for Lenawee County, which is until 7:45. And we have warnings for Livingston County and Washtenaw County, and they are both valid until 8 p.m. this evening. This is KGTX. This is KGTX. Severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 8 p.m. for Livingston and Washtenaw County. At 6:56 p.m., severe thunderstorms are located along a line extending from Edgemont Park to near Stockbridge, near Grass Lake, moving northeast at 45 miles per hour. These severe storms will be near Chelsea and Gregory around 7 p.m., Fowlerville and Pickney around 7:05, Howell and Dexter around 7:10, Brighton, Hamburg, Cahokia and Oak Grove, and Whitmore Lake around 7:20, Heartland around 7:25, South Lyon and around 7:30. This is KGTX National Weather. This is KPTX. Severe thunderstorm remains in effect until 7:45 for Lenawee County. At 7:03, severe thunderstorms are located along a line extending from near Cement City to near Adrian to 6 miles southeast of Morrissey, moving northeast at 55 miles per hour. Hazards are 60 mile an hour wind gusts still. The severe storms will be near Adrian, Tecumseh, and Clinton around 7:10 p.m., Blissfield around 7:20, Britton around 7:25. Texas, KVTX, National Weather Service, information out, 1905. Says KVTX, severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 8 p.m. for Livingston and Washtenaw County. At 7.06 p.m., severe thunderstorms are located along a line extending from near DeWitt to near Fowlerville to Chelsea, moving northeast at 45 miles per hour. Hazards are now 70 mile an hour wind gusts, radar indicated. Expect considerable tree damage. Damage is likely to mobile homes and roofs. That's their impact. These severe storms were near Chelsea, Fowlerville, and Pickney around 7:10. Howell around 7:15. Hamburg, Cohocta, and Oak Grove around 7:20. Britton around 7:25. Heartland around 7:30. This is KDTX information out, 1909.
Here's Alpha 8 Whiskey Hotel, Dearborn Heights, Montreal.
Station on frequency, frequencies in use for National Weather Service, thank you. So this is KDTX, severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 7:45 in Lenawee County. At 7:14 p.m., severe thunderstorm is located along a line extending from near Brooklyn to near Tecumseh, or the 9 miles northwest of Blissfield, moving northeast at 45 miles per hour. I gotta get my eyeballs to work here, guys, sorry. Hazards are 60 mile an hour wind gusts. These severe storms will be near Tecumseh, Blissfield, Clinton, and Britton around 7:20, Deerfield around 7:25. This is KGTX, National Weather Service, White Lake. This is KGTX. Severe thunderstorm warning has been issued for Monroe County in southeastern Michigan until 8:30 p.m. At 7:16 p.m., severe thunderstorms are located along a line extending from near Manchester to near Blissfield to near Swanton, moving northeast at 45 miles per hour. Hazards are 60 mile an hour wind gusts. Severe thunderstorms will be near Petersburg and Ottawa Lake around 7:25, Dundee and Lambertville around 7:30, Milan, Temperance, and Ida around 7:35, maybe around 7:40, Lunapeer around 7:45, Monroe and Carlton around 7:50. This is KGTX, information out, 1918. KGTX with the special weather statement for Wayne County. A strong thunderstorm will impact northwestern Wayne County through 8:15. 7:18, Doppler radar was tracking a strong thunderstorm over Belleville or near Romulus, moving northeast at 25 miles per hour. This will have winds in excess of 40 miles per hour and penny-sized hail. So Wayne County, you have a strong thunderstorms, and that will impact northwestern Wayne County through 8:15. Stay detailed. This is KDTX. Severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 8 p.m. for Livingston and Washtenaw County. At 7:19, severe thunderstorms are located along a line extending from near Fowlerville to near Howell to near Dexter to near Manchester to 6 miles northwest of Tecumseh, moving northeast at 40 miles per hour. Hazards are 70 mile an hour wind gusts. These severe storms will be near Ann Arbor, Howell, Chelsea, Dexter, Pinckney, Manchester, Hamburg, Oak Grove, and Whitmore Lake around 7:25. Brighton and Cohocta around 7:30. Heartland and South Lyon around 7:40. This is KGTX, information out, 1921. This is KGTX. Severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 7:45 Eastern Daylight Time for Eastern Lenawee County. at 725. Severe thunderstorms are located along the line extending from near Tecumseh to near Blissfield to 6 miles southwest of Ottawa Lake, moving east at 40 miles per hour. Primary hazards are 60 mile an hour wind gusts. These severe storms will be near Deerfield and Britain around 7:30 p.m. This is KCTX, information out 1926.
Whiskey Hotel, Marjorie.
This is KDTX. Severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 8:30 p.m. from Monroe County. At 7:29, severe thunderstorms located along a line extending from 6 miles east of Manchester to Deerfield near Holland, moving east at 45 miles per hour. 60 mile an hour wind gusts are your primary hazards. These severe thunderstorms will be near Milan, Dundee, Temperance, Petersburg, and Lambertville around 7:35, Ida around 7:40, maybe around 7:45, Monroe, Lunar Pier around 7:50, Carlton around 7:55. This is KDTX, National Weather Service. Information out 19:30. I'm going to go back to learn how to read Dundee. This is KTTX. Currently, my con is got severe thunderstorm watch number 436 is in effect until 10 p.m. It's got 11 counties in our CWA under that watch. Genesee, Lapeer, Lenawee, Livingston, Macomb, Monroe, Oakland, Shiawassee, St. Clair, Washtenaw, and Lee. This is KDTX, National Weather Service, White Lake. This is KDTX. Severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 7:45 for Eastern Lenawee County. At 7:25, severe thunderstorms located along the line extending from near Tecumseh, near Deerfield, to 6 miles southwest of... They just put the same strain out again. 1 minute, please. Okay, that was my fault, guys. My computer jumped back up a couple lines. Let's try this one. Severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 8 p.m. for Livingston and the central Washtenaw counties. At 7:34, severe thunderstorms located along a line extending from near Oak Grove to Whitmore Lake to near Dexter to near Saline, moving northeast at 40 miles per hour, has a 60 mile an hour wind gust. These severe storms will be near Ann Arbor, Heartland, Saline, Brighton, Dexter, Hamburg, South Lyon, and Whitmore Lake around 7:40. This is KDTX, National Weather. Special weather statement issued by National Weather Service, Kurt Pontiac. Strong thunderstorms will impact Wayne and eastern Washtenaw counties through 8:45. 7:36, Doppler radar was tracking strong thunderstorms along the line extending from near Dexter to near Milan to Petersburg. Movement was northeast at 45 miles per hour. Wind gusts out of these storms up to 50 miles per hour. KDTX. This is KDTX. The severe thunderstorm warning for eastern Lenawee County will expire at 7:45. The storm which prompted the warning has moved out of the warned area. Therefore, the warning has been allowed to expire. However, severe thunderstorm watch remains in effect until 10 p.m. for southeastern Michigan. KDTX, information out, 1942. This is KDTX. Strong thunderstorms will impact Oakland County through 8:45 Eastern Daylight Time, 7:41. South radar was tracking strong thunderstorms along the line extending from near Byron to near South Lyon to Livonia, moving movement was northeast at 30 miles per hour. These storms have wind gusts that has reached 50 miles per hour. This is KT Judge, National Weather Service. This is KTTX. Severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 8:30 p.m. for Monroe County. At 7:42, severe thunderstorm is located along a line extending from near Ann Arbor to near Dundee to near Lambertville, moving northeast at 50 miles per hour. As is our 60 mile an hour wind gust. These severe storms will be near Monroe, Temperance, Ida, Lunapeer, and maybe around 7:50. Carlton, around 7:55 p.m. This is KDTX, information out, 1943. This is KDTX. Severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 8 p.m. for eastern Livingston and central Washtenaw counties. At 7:46 p.m., severe thunderstorm is located along a line extending from near Linden to South Lyon to near Saline, moving northeast at 30 miles per hour. 60 mile an hour wind gusts are your primary hazards. These severe storms will be near Ann Arbor, Saline, and South Lyon around 7:50 p.m. This is KTTX National Weather Service, information out, 1947. This is KTTX. Severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 8 p.m. for eastern Livingston and central Washtenaw counties. Again, 7:46 p.m., severe thunderstorm is located along a line extending from near Linden to South Lyon to near Saline, moving east at 50 miles per hour. Ann Arbor, Saline, and South Lyon around 7:50, key storms can be expected. That is our last update we had on this particular cell. This is KTTX. Severe thunderstorm watch number 436 is still in effect until 10 p.m. this evening for 11 counties in our CWA. Genesee, Lapeer, Lenawee, Livingston, Macomb, Monroe, Oakland, Shiawassee, St. Clair, Washtenaw, Wayne are the counties that are under this current watch. KTTX National Weather. This is KTTX. Severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 8:30 p.m. for eastern Monroe County. At 7:56, severe thunderstorms are located along a line extending from near Willis to near Monroe to near Lunapeer, moving northeast at 40 miles per hour. Primary hazards are 60 mile an hour wind gusts. These severe storms will be near Monroe and Carlton around 8 p.m. Other locations impacted by these severe storms include Newport, Estrel Beach, Toledo Beach, Erie, South Rockwood, Woodland Beach, Stony Point, Bowles Harbor, Scottsfield, and Oakville. This is KTTX, National Weather Service, information out, 1957. This is KTTX, National Weather Service. Severe thunderstorm warning for eastern Livingston and central Washtenaw counties has expired. The storm which prompted the warning has moved out of the warned area, therefore the warning has been allowed to expire. Severe thunderstorm watch number 346 remains in effect until 10 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time for southeastern Michigan. This is KTTX, National Weather Service, information out, 2002. This is KTTX, severe thunderstorm warning for Wayne County has been issued in southeastern Michigan until 9 p.m. At 8:02, severe thunderstorms located along a line extending from near Belleville to Carlton to Monroe, moving northeast at 45 miles per hour. Severe thunderstorms will be near Taylor, Romulus, Flat Rock, Canton, and Trenton around 8:10, Livonia, Dearborn, and Wyandotte around 8:15, Gros Seal and Greensville Village around 8:20, Detroit around 8:30, downtown Detroit and Belle Isle around 8:35, Grosse Pointe around 8:45. This is KTTX, National Weather Service, information out, 2004.
Take DTX from N8VDS to NC County.
And Randy, was that you had the volume down?
Yep. Looks like most of it's passed us by Ted, so we've secured locally, so you can go ahead and check us out with my contact, too, if you would, please.
Okay, with all that doubling there, I'm assuming you want to get checked out. Okay. Not a problem, sir. Thank you very much. Take your checks. This is KDTX. Severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 8:30 p.m. for northeastern Monroe County. At 8:07, severe thunderstorms are located along a line extending from near Belleville to Carlton to 10 miles east of Monroe, moving east at 50 miles per hour. Hazards are 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts. These severe thunderstorms will remain over mainly rural areas of northeastern Monroe County, including the following locations: Newport, Estrill Beach, South Rockwood, Whitman Beach, Stony Point, Detroit Beach, Scottfield, and Rockwood. This is KDTX, information out, 2008. Macomb County from KDTX. Just basically checking to see if you're still with me. I want to make sure you're awake.
Yep, I've had my coffee. We're awake.
Yeah, you read my mind. This guy, I just would have cut myself. Okay. Didn't want to be the only one out here. Thank you, Chet. Thank you, sir. This is KDTX. Severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 9 p.m. for Wayne County. At 8:15, severe thunderstorms located along a line extending from near Northville to near Cannon to 8 miles south of Gros Isle, moving northeast at 40 miles per hour. Your primary hazards are 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts. These severe storms will be near Livonia, Taylor, Romulus, Dearborn, Wyandotte, Trenton, and Gros Isle around 8:20. Greenfield Village around 8:25. Downtown Detroit and Detroit around 8:30. Belle Isle around 8:40. Grosse Pointe around 8:45. This is KDTX, information out at 2017. Mike Connelly away from the desk for a brief moment. This is KDTX. Severe thunderstorm warning for northeastern Monroe County is canceled. The storms which prompted the warning have moved out of the area. Therefore, the warning has been canceled. Severe thunderstorm watch number 346 is in effect until 10 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time for southeastern Michigan. This is KDTX National Weather Service Waitlist. It's 436. I said it wrong. Severe thunderstorm watch number 436, if I did say that one wrong. This is KDTX. Severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 9 p.m. for northeastern Wayne County. At 8:28 p.m., severe thunderstorms are located along a line extending from Southfield to near Greenfield Village, 10 miles east of Gros Isle, moving northeast at 40 miles per hour. Primary hazards are 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts. These severe storms will be near downtown Detroit, Dearborn, and Belle Isle around 8:35 p.m., Grosse Pointe, and around 8:45. This is KDTX, National Weather Service. Information out, 2030. This is KDTX. National Weather Service, Troy Pontiac. has a severe thunderstorm warning. It remains in effect until 9 p.m. for northeastern Wayne County. At 8:30 p.m., severe thunderstorms are located along a line extending from Royal Oak to Detroit to 11 miles northeast of Belle Isle, moving northeast at 40 miles per hour. 6 mile-an-hour wind gusts are your primary hazards. Source of power radar indicated. These severe storms will be near Grosse Pointe, and that will be around 8:45 p.m. And information out at 20:40. Break. Nashua Service Troy Pontiac has canceled severe thunderstorm watch number 436 for the following areas. In Michigan, this cancels five counties. They are Genesee, Lenawee, Lymington, Shiawassee, and Washtenaw. Break. Severe thunderstorm watch number 436 remains valid until 10 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time this evening for the following areas. This includes six counties in southeast Michigan, which are Lapeer, Macomb, Monroe, Oakland, St. Clair, and Wayne. This is KZTX, National Weather Service, Troy Pontiac, information out, 2041. Macomb County from DTX.
Go ahead, Macomb County. This is, go ahead, DTX. This is Macomb County.
Yeah, Macomb, once Wayne County clears this warning, I'm going to be officially putting my county in standby. And from what I'm seeing on radar, it's up to you. You can go with standby or you can secure. I'm not seeing anything that I'm going to worry about. It's up to you. But my con's going to go into standby, and we're going to watch this rain event take place. But I'm going to leave it up to you. You can either secure or feel free to stand by. But I don't think anything's going to be behind this.
We'll go ahead and secure for the evening. I appreciate you, and good job tonight.
Okay, not a problem. If you do me a favor, until if you're going to be up around until 10 o'clock, just leave a radio on just in case. You know, you never know, but I don't think anything's going to happen. But I'm going to be putting it in the standby after Wayne County clears. Appreciate you being there. Thanks for sitting there with me. You have a good evening if I don't talk to you anymore. 73 KDTX.
Sounds good there, DTX. KYNU, Macomb County, clear.
This is KDTX. Severe thunderstorm warning for northeastern Wayne County will expire at 9 p.m. Storms which prompted the warning have moved out of the area, therefore the warning will be allowed to expire. Severe thunderstorm watch remains in effect until 10 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time for southeastern Michigan. This is KETX, information out at 2100 hours. I will be putting Mike on net into standby, however. Once again, MICON is in standby. There are no active counties in the net at this present time. I'm going to be watching the remaining of this storm going out over the waters as it's giving it to Canada. And I'm going to be making the decision to maybe shut down the net altogether as I watch this go out over the water for a little bit. KG checks.
DTX, Macomb County.
Go ahead, Macomb.
Yes, sir. I had the volume turned down, so I just wanted, if you hadn't heard already, Macomb County will be secure at 2100 hours. Thank you, sir.
Okay, Macomb, I have you down and secure at 2100 hours. Thank you very much. KTTX 73.
T8, TFM.
This is KTTX. At this speak with the National Weather Service Office. I'm going to officially end the activation of Mike on Net. And I'll maybe still listening, 73. Mike on will now be officially up here at 2106. 73, KTTX.
MI5 Event 1, disconnected.
Thank you.